First out of the gate right now this morning. Now we have a couple of the Star Valley Lady Braves volleyball team in with us today. Taya Johnson and Kenley Engelhart in studio right now to talk Lady Braves volleyball and Pink Night on the way. Taya, Kenley, sorry to make you come in on a no school day. I hope you didn't have to wake up too early.
No, it's not that early.
He's not sorry.
I'm really not.
He doesn't care. Let's start off with Pink Night. This has been something that, was, as we covered as adults, it's like, okay, this is the 10th year. This is something that you guys have probably seen ever since you were little, and now this is your turn as players. Kind of talk about that, the evolution of it, and what it means to you as players, and now, or what it means to you as kind of coming up and noticing it, and then now as players you get to be part of it. Maybe explain and talk about that a little bit.
I think it's fun to see, as you grow up, see somebody like in the community get help, but it's even more fun because like us as a senior class, like we picked to do this night for Stacy Horsley because she, like, we all know her and she's such an amazing person. So it's fun for us to be able to pick someone that we know and we can help her out.
And then you got to see Stacy kind of show how good of a person she is because she turns around and redonates that money. So Kenley, talk to that a little bit about what Stacy's doing to help someone else out with this.
We were kind of skeptical asking her at first because we were like, it's Stacy, she's gonna say no. Like, she's super give back to everyone else, don't give it to me. Like, if someone else needs it, give it to them. So when we asked her, we were just like, are you okay with this? She's like, yeah, I just want to talk about like the importance of getting your checkups and everything, making sure that everything's going good. And then when she said she was giving back, like, no one was really surprised. We were kind of expecting her to do something like that because that's just the type of person she is.
What type of team-building experience has this been? Or is it, because this is obviously, you guys are seniors, this is something that you've done before, but kind of speak to that a little bit, how it affects your team and how it is able to maybe build some chemistry.
I think that it definitely brings us closer because it's such a big project, so we're all working on it together. And, like, really as a whole program, it brings us together because a lot of the younger girls come out. And, like, even though the freshmen are done, like, they're still going to come out on Pink Night and help us out with everything. So it definitely just builds us together, I think, and that helps us in our own lives and on the court for sure.
So it's happening on Thursday of next week against, Jackson. So, no big deal there either, right? Of course, Eileen Humphreys is going to be the beneficiary of all the fundraising through Stacy. So tell us how it all works. How are people going to be donating money and how's the fundraiser work? Give us some of those details.
So we have a bake sale where we bring our own baked goods and then people can either buy from that, or we have a whole bunch of like local businesses all throughout Star Valley that will donate like gift cards, gifts from their shop or anything like that, or even just like small businesses, like personal owned ones, not even big known ones, will come and donate. And we've had some luck with how many people we get to donate. Like, we've had a ton of donations. And so
are you still looking for donations? Can businesses still donate?
Yeah, they can donate up until the Thursday we play, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay.
A little extra sauce on this too, because of the rivalry and the match that took place last week, and you guys are, I'm sure, going to want to come out and play real well. But it kind of seems to be kind of across the board, across the state. This kind of seems to be one of those nights. It's a little bit bigger than the sport itself. Can talk about that a little bit?
So it's always like a big thing. It kind of gets like, so we always introduce like the family of the person at the beginning, and it kind of gets like it hits you hard because like it's sad. And so like it's just kind of like, it's kind of a tough night, but once you get playing, it is definitely bigger than volleyball, because like the past couple years we've always played Evanston, and like they'll wear their pink jerseys and like be involved with us too, and like they'll go out and like bid on like the silent auction stuff, because like that's the whole point of the night.
Taya Johnson and Kenley Engelhart in studio this morning and talking about Pink Night, which is on Thursday next week. By the way, we'll be there broadcasting as well. And people that are watching the broadcast will be able to donate. There's a Venmo set up, correct? And so people can donate through Venmo as well, and you can scan the code that will be on the broadcast that night. If someone wants to be involved, girls, how do they do that? How do they get donations to you, or how do they get either from a business or just a financial donation? How do people get involved at this point?
So, like, there is the Venmo in the newspaper, like you said, so they could just donate through that. Or if, like, a business wants to donate something, they can contact, like, I don't know, my mom. Or, like, they can contact any of the...
just reach out to the high school.
Yeah, maybe the high school or the volleyball coaches, their numbers are online in the, like, on the website, so...
Perfect. In studio this morning, Taya Johnson and Kenley Engelhart. Well... You guys hit the road this weekend before you have your home game for Pink Knight. You are at Rock Springs today and then go to take on Kelly Walsh tomorrow, right? So what are you guys looking forward to, or what's maybe some things you're working on ahead of this weekend to get ready for these matches?
We've been doing a lot of hitting competitions and everything because we've had some tough competition with the middles. Like Kaylee Leesburg is just now getting back from her injury. And she's been doing good, and Max just now getting back from being sick. And playing Kelly Walsh, we're really looking forward to beating them because they won state last year, so they have that target on their back. So we've just been doing a lot of competitions at practice, getting after it, and working really hard trying to come home with a win.
It seems like this is a first year with Coach Brown, but you've had some carryovers on the assistants. Talk about your coaching staff a little bit and what they do to make things, make that transition easier, and what are some things that you like about it?
So it's definitely good that, like, Sunny was already in the program because we already know her as a coach and as a person, but she, like, really makes us work hard. Like, practices are tougher than they've been, which is good because then it makes us play better on the court, and then so it's really good that, like, Sunny really knows how to make us play. And then also with, like, Gina Hokinson and Allie Mackey, like, they also are like that. And all three of them won state when they were in high school. So, like, they know what it's like to build a state championship team.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And we see that already on the season. You guys beat Cody earlier this year. So you talk about going to Kelly Walsh and beating them. You guys have already proven that you can play with some of the top teams in the state. What was that moment like a couple weeks ago when you knocked off the Phillies in Afton?
I won't say it was, like, surprising because we have been working really hard. Like, our season just from the very first tournament in Cokeville has gone super great, but I don't know if we were expecting it necessarily. Like, we definitely were like, oh, yeah, we're going to come and win. But then when we actually did, we were like, oh, we can play with any team in the state if we just beat Cody. And so now I feel like that's definitely raised our confidence a lot. And so...
Absolutely.
I'm excited to see with the other teams how cool we do.
Again, in studio this morning, Taya Johnson, Kenley Engelhart, seniors with the Star Valley Lady Braves volleyball team. Pink Knight next Thursday at Star Valley High School begins at 4 o'clock, right, is when the freshmen play, and then you have JV and varsity after that. And all the proceeds, again, going to Stacy Horsley, who's re-donating to Eileen Humphreys. And so we encourage the community to get behind that great effort for Pink Knight Thursday next week. Girls, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.